chi me an. Yo pale mal se vre, pou yo wesi na tombe. Nou kon kote nou prale. Se pa janti nou la, yap jure yo papye yo plenye. Jen la na gade. Nap cheche, ou ve pot ki ven pa kapase.
Points of Light. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight we're having a show all about The Replacements. We're looking back on the great career of one of the seminal indie punk bands of the mid-early 80s. And they have a new box set out. Of course, the band is not together anymore, but the members of the band, Paul Westerberg and Bob Stinson, Tommy Stinson, and of course, who's the other one? How am I forgetting him? It's, I can't remember. But anyway, so they have a new box set out, and it's worth checking out. It looks really cool. It's called Dead Man's Pop, and it's very extensive. And it's a band, it's, you know, you might think that they have some great records, but they have some other great outtakes and live tracks, and it's worth digging into. And The Replacements is a seminal group, and I think it's important that we here in 1,000 Points of Light pay tribute to them, so that's our theme for tonight. We're starting off with Aiken to Be, which is from Don't Tell a Soul, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Soul. And she's kinda like a movie. pictures. There was nothing that I could see. If no one's on your canvas, then I'm aching to be. She closes her mouth to speak and closes her eyes to see. Thought about and only love, but she's
last call. First the
on Satisfied from Let It Be. Classic track there. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. We're having a replacements show. Before that, it was Willpower, a great track from the Hootenanny record. And that's, I think that was their second release. That's when they're trying to get a little more experimental, a little more, not quite as raw as the earlier stuff from Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash and Stink. And prior to that, Here Comes a Regular from Tim. And then we started off the show with Aching to Be from Don't Tell a Soul. I think a lot of loyal Mats fans will think that's where they went downhill. They think it was that record, and then, of course, All Shook Down, and that was pretty much history. Anyway, but we're moving on, and we're going to have a replacement show based on the fact that Dead Man's Pop just came out on Tuesday, or maybe I think it was Thursday, and it's a box set of just about everything they've ever put out, and it's a lot of good stuff, and I encourage you to go do it. I don't need to read you exactly what's on it, but it's a career-spanning project. By the way, the member of the band that I couldn't think of earlier is Chris Mars. Sorry. Anyway, I'm sure he's not listening. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's go back to the earlier stuff. This is off of Stink. We're going to hear White and Lazy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Take it. go. Against my body. Now you're stuck. I get down and dirty.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, The Replacements, Can't Hardly Wait from Pleased to Meet Me. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Welcome to our replacement show. Prior to that, we had Anywhere Better Than Here from the All for Nothing, Nothing for All live set. Taking a Ride from Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash, preceded that. And then we had White and Lazy starting things off with the from the Stink EP, 1,000 Points of Light. So we're having a replacement show because the box set for Replacements is out. And it's called Dead Man's Pop. It came out on Friday, I think. What's today? Yep, came out on Friday. And they're a legendary band. There's a lots of, it's got all kinds of artwork and postcards and liner notes and anything, all the extras that you'd expect. So it's worth checking out. And so, not that I got a commission from it or anything, but seriously, they're an important band worth digging deep into. Even this next record, their last, called All Shook Down, which is largely regarded as a Paul Westerberg solo project, but it was the first one I bought, I'm embarrassed to say, and then I dug deep into their catalog to find that it got much better. So we're going to hear Merry-Go-Round from this one, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Merry-go-round. In fall, you knew how much it cost. A troubled doll around your neck when you lost. You wouldn't make a sound, but I could hear your little heart pound. And I watched your feet slip off the ground.
Miracle round in me. Miracle round in me. Miracle round. This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
And what don't you vote?
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Kids Don't Follow from the Stink EP, one of their earliest releases. I think that was technically their first, and then Sorry Ma, I Forgot to Take Out the Trash Again, it was after that. Prior to that, we heard Color Me Impressed, a live set at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey, showing the band their creative peak. February of 86 is when that was recorded. Within Your Reach from Hootenanny. Prior to that, I'm Not Saying from the Songs for Slim EP. Slim Dunlap, who was a contributor to the band, he actually toured with them after and was a member of the band after Bob Stinson died, and he had a stroke, and that was a release the band put together. I guess they reunited. They each contributed a song. Chris Marsh did a song. Westerberg, of course, did a song, and that was released in 2013. The benefits for that went to Slim, and we started the set off with Merry-Go-Round from the All Shook Down record, which gets really, the Replacement fans who hear that, they don't even accept that as anything other than a Paul Westerberg solo project. In fact, if you look on the liner notes, you won't even say the Replacements are. It just says the musicians who played on the record are, and there's a bunch of them, including people like Johnette Napolitano and John Cale and some others. Anyway, what's up next is we're going to finally play a track from Dead Man's Pop, which is, I've been talking about pretty much since the show started. The deal here is that we're having a replacement show because this release has finally come out. This is the master tapes of Don't Tell a Soul, which this record was supposed to propel the band to superstardom. I mean, they already had a bunch of like pop sounding hits, but nothing that really made them mega stars, and this was supposed to do that. I mean, it's like the Replacements are the classic problem of, like, you know, the push and pull of the punk band becoming big and going on, and their label wanting them to become super popular and sell lots of records, and they were on Sire at the time, even though Sire was known as not being a label that just wanted artists to kind of come through and sell lots of records and not really develop them. They still felt this pressure, and so the record never really made it to what it was really supposed to be. And that's what Dead Man's Pop is all about, is going back to the master tapes, finding the original producer named Matt Wallace, who redid everything to make it sound more like the Replacements and not like some major label version of what they should sound like. So what's here? This is the first of a few tracks I'll play from this record, not in a row, mind you, but we're going to go with Talent Show, the Matt Wallace mix, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You might refuse. Tonight we're gonna take a stab. Come on along, we'll grab a cab. There ain't much to look at, so close your eyes, here we go. We're playing at the talent show. Playing at the talent show. Come on along, here we go. Playing at the talent show. Check us out.